Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
Very emotional this morning. And that song was the absolute perfect cherry on top of the cake. Or is it the ice cream? The cherry on top of the ice cream. Because this whole weekend for me, and actually this whole year for me, has been about, am I willing to stand in the light and be seen as who I truly am? And there's been a lot of discussion about, who are you? Do you show the world who you really are? Am I my mistakes in life? Am I my weaknesses? Am I those things that I don't even like looking at about myself? Or is there someone else that I am? And we get caught in this journey of trying to be that someone else who I know I am, even though I'm showing up as this. And this teaching for me, and I can thank all of the students that have been in these classes over these last so many years, certainly the advanced consciousness class, these classes for me, this whole journey, this whole sanctuary that's filled with individuals on their journeys, has helped me to realize, stand in the light and be seen as you are, with all of it. The mistakes, the missteps, the perfect steps, the spiritual truth, because it's all spiritual truth. It's all part of this journey. So this, stand in the light and be seen as we are. We all have to stop degrading ourselves, demeaning ourselves, finding things about ourselves that we don't like. Because you know what? If you look for something you don't like, you will find it. Don't you think? And if you can't find it, ask a friend. They'll be happy to tell you what they don't like about you, right? But what's it going to take? What's it going to take each one of us to start understanding who we are and to stand in the light and be seen as we are? How many people here have ever said something stupid? Now, when you've said something stupid, have people laughed at you for it? Yes? How does that feel? Not great, right? But maybe it could start feeling great. I mean, I say stupid things all the time. And people, in fact, I'm always so happy when he can make it to church. And then I think to myself, really? Just this morning, we were sitting in our 42 people, and I said something so stupid, and everybody let me know. Actually, it was Liza who let me know first, and then everybody left. And I said, why don't we take a picture on the sanctuary where we'll have the most gorgeous background? Now, we're standing on the top of a mountain with the entire ocean as our background. And Liza said, that's the most beautiful background? And then everybody laughed. And what I realized in that moment was I didn't even get defensive. I didn't go, well, what I mean is, I just went, that was really stupid. And I felt really good about it. I felt really good to be the spiritual director who just threw this whole weekend and then said the stupidest thing possible. So that's what I'm talking about. Can we be comfortable enough in who we are, who we really are? So Ernest Holmes said this. Man needs to be introduced to himself. I shared this with some of you yesterday in the class. We did a workshop yesterday called What Matters Most. And I'm not going to give it away because I'm going to teach it again, do it again here. But Ernest Holmes saying, man needs to be introduced to himself. And of course, it's himself or herself. Mankind needs to be, and I think, reintroduced. Because Alexander knows who he is. He's so clear right now. He has these two parents running wild to do everything possible for him. If he needs to eat, they feed him. If he needs to poop, he poops. Right? Yeah. So they come in, we come in knowing who we are. And then along the way, we're being told who we are. And then we make mistakes, and then we decide who we are. And then we create all these core beliefs about ourselves that take us into adulthood. And I think Ernest Holmes is absolutely right. We need to be reintroduced to ourselves. And it's not that we need to be reintroduced to a perfect version of us. What we need to be reintroduced to is that we are perfect, exactly the way we are, no matter what. That is the journey that we were on this weekend. And I just felt so good being able to do what I do and just not worry about, is it going to be right? Is it going to land? Are people going to be okay with it? Are they going to get what they need? I was like, you know what? Everything's going to unfold perfectly because that's what I believe. So I have a question for you. How would you introduce yourself to someone? How would you introduce yourself to someone? I was about to take the mic and come out there, but what I'm going to do instead, because I'm looking at you all. Karen, how would you come up here, Karen, for a minute, since you're already on the schedule. How would you introduce yourself to people?
I would say I'm Karen, and I am...
Karen's a tough name to have these days.
I know, you're right. What would I say?
Go ahead.
No, but you know, it's me, you know. Here I am. I'm here.
That's it?
Yeah.
You just say, hi, I'm Karen, I'm here.
Yes. I am this amazing expression. I have my dad here. I am a daughter. I am a wife. I have my husband here.
You're an explorer.
Oh, traveler. World traveler.
Climb mountains. Yep. You climbed Kilimanjaro.
That was elevation. Oh, elevate and elevation. Two different things. But
yes,
elevated there.
Okay. So now, do you think that the way you introduce yourself comes from who you've learned to be? Do you think it comes from the personality you've created? I mean, are there things in there that maybe need some renovation?
Yes. Because what we talked about that this weekend, it's not who we really are. It's not what we do.
Yeah.
It's not our title. It's really who I am. And I like to think that I'm love and I'm laughter and I'm light and I'm fun. And
you are fun.
I mean, those kind of things.
Yeah.
That was really something that
Wouldn't that be a great way to do it? Hi, I'm Karen. I am fun.
I am Karen. It might be taken the wrong way. Don't think of that, what Karen represents.
Yeah. Yeah. I am Karen. Not that Karen, but I am fun.
Yes.
I am a fun, loving, excited, passionate, you wouldn't say divine because you don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
But yeah. Okay,
but
good.
But I'm that light.
Okay, let's give it up for Karen.
Thank you.
So just think for yourself. How would you introduce yourself? It's funny. Every time, if I'm with Kevin and I introduce myself to someone, within a moment, Kevin will say, he's a minister. And I'm always like, ugh. Because people, right, don't I? And I'm like, Kevin, yes, I'm a minister. But partly I do that because people think a minister is a certain person. Now I can't curse. I can't say anything negative. You know, and people get, and they get weird around you too when you're a minister. They're like, suddenly they can't curse. Really? I had one person, when someone had learned I was a minister and they're talking and they dropped the F-bomb, and they went, I'm so sorry, Reverend. I was like, oh my God. So, identity. That is exactly what I want to talk about today. Your identity. Who do you know yourself as? And are you willing to know yourself as all of it? Not compartmentalized, and not people on a journey to reach your highest place. When we talk about elevate as our theme, we're talking about elevating your consciousness at every moment, whenever you can. And if your consciousness is down in the dumps, oh well, you're still perfect. That's where you are at that moment. So the title of my talk today is Where Do You Stand? Stand in the light and believe who you are. Stand in the light and believe who you are. It's funny, we had Don Stein. Where is Don? Oh, there he is. We had a beautiful party at Don Stein's house the day after our service last week, and two of our members came in, and my title at that talk was "Where Do You Stand?" And they came in, and they were so bubbly and all. I said, "You guys seem so cheerful today," and they both went, "We're standing in the light." He said, "We've been saying it all day, all day. We woke up, we looked at each other, we went, let's stand in the light today." It's a choice. Stand in the light, is it, and believe who you are, and be seen as you are. Be willing to do that. So this idea of elevate, I picked this theme for this month because I wanted to ask you all to give it a shot at elevating your opinion of yourself. That's the elevation I was looking at. And not letting the opinion of yourself have anything to do with your behavior. Now, I'm not saying you should go around behaving badly, notice it and correct it, but have a better understanding of who you are. Have a higher estimation of who you are. And when we say, "I am God," you know, "I am God," which can seem sacrilegious, not to her, but... Right? It can seem sacrilegious. It's not. Who else could you possibly be? That's what I love. And I learned that in Catholic grade school. How many people went to Catholic grade school or were Catholic? Okay. Do you remember the Baltimore Catechism? Do you remember the question, "Where is God?" What's the answer? God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, then Brad Kiefer is God, yeah. Unless he's somehow separate from everywhere, right? So you are God. You're God. You're God. We are all this thing called God because God is everywhere. And what is God? God is love. Isn't that what you are? Isn't that what I am? Doesn't the quantum science tell us now that this infinite field of pure energy is what we are? Particles in space, nothing can ever be created or broken down. We are all of this at all at once, at all times. And if I am this, and if I am God, then I can stand in the light and be seen for who I am, as I am, good, bad, or indifferent. So there's this great quote. Oh, no, this is the other lyric. "The greatest risk we'll ever take by far is to stand in the light and be seen who we are, as we are. But I've rethought this since last Saturday night, this idea. It is not a risk. You know what the risk is? Not doing it. That's the greatest risk. The greatest risk we will ever take is standing outside the light and pretending we're not who we are. Because that risks everything. It risks joy. It risks happiness. It risks success. It risks financial security. It risks all of it. If I believe somehow I am outside the light and I am subject to what's going on in the world around me, as opposed to being the creator of the world I put around me, now I'm at risk. Doesn't that make sense? So love the lyric, new meaning. So this is the quote I was looking at. No, I wasn't. Elevate. I already did that one, though. Yes, here it is. Allen Ginsberg. Follow your inner moonlight. Don't hide the madness. Right? How many of you are mad hatters? Oh, there should be way more hands going up. Remember, I know most of you. Yeah, we're all mad hatters. And here's the thing. If you're not, perhaps you're not, or you don't think you are, Jeff, because you've somehow been brought up and taught you can't be, you shouldn't be. And I don't know about all you, but I was told growing up that I was a little too much. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine that. But really, my mother and father would tell me, "Oh, Jimmy, you're just too much. You're too much, you're too much all the time. Calm it down." And now we know how to say it in Spanish, which is "Cálmate, reina," which means "calm down, queen." So the question is, are we calming down because we've been told to for too long? Or are we willing, and I love this, like Allen Ginsberg says, don't hide the madness. Don't hide your eccentricities. Don't hide your spontaneity. Don't hide your major creativity, right? there is something inside every single one of you that were you absolutely fearless and really got in touch with what that was, Vera, it would come flying out of you. What did you say you wanted to be last Saturday?
An architect.
You said you wanted to do. And somebody said they wanted to write. Oh, Jeff wanted to write adult fiction. Yeah. The question was to them all, if you could do anything, what would you let yourself do? What would you let yourself be? Somebody else said they wanted to be a race car driver. Who was that?
Holly.
What, Sharon, what did you want to be?
I want to be an adventurer.
Oh, you want to be Karen?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah. There were so many people saying so many different things. Didn't somebody say they wanted to be oh, that was me. A trapeze artist. Just, yeah. Yeah. So think about that. If you could, who would you be? What would you want to be? What would you want to be? What would you, if you had no limitations, which, by the way, you don't. If you had no responsibilities, which, by the way, you do. But if you, sorry, Tina. Yeah. But if you had no limits to what you could do, what would it be? What's in there? What is inside there? I love that quote about the madness. So, here we go. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." Here's the thing, and this is something I got this weekend so clearly. You're just a choice. That's it. It's that simple. Who do you want to be? Decide to be that. You know, I remember when I was in Philadelphia and I let it out, told everybody, I said, I'm moving to New York to star on Broadway. And people were like, why? And you don't do those things. You sing okay. And, you know, you've never studied dancing. You're not an actor. Why would you think you can do that? And I was like, because I can. And I did. Because I decided to. It's just a decision. Plus, I was pissed off that they said I couldn't. How many people have done a lot of things in their life only because someone told them they couldn't, right? Yeah. Then you're stuck doing it. Now you're doing it, and you're like, well, I proved I was right. And then I had to get clear on whether I liked it or not. And frankly, I didn't at first. I almost, some of you don't know, I did West Side Story on Broadway. Not far. But when that, I almost quit the business after that. I did not have a good time. I almost quit the business. But I got a job right after it, and I thought, all right, I'll do the next one, and the next one. And then I started to love it again. Because the trajectory I was on all the way up through and through West Side Story was a proof trajectory. I was proving everybody wrong. I was just on that journey. Once I was done, then I went and started acting and dancing and singing and loved it. Then I found what my passion was. So my question to you is, what do you want to decide about your life? And I don't want to hear, oh, but I'm 69 years old and I've already done all this stuff. I'd love to be able to do that, but I can't. No, there are no excuses in choice. You just make it. In fact, your excuse is a choice. That's the choice. So get rid of the choices of excuses and start making choices that really give you what you want. So E.E. Cummings says, it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. I love that person walking away from the crowd or leading. Looks like she's she. It looks like a she. Yeah, she is leading. I so look forward to the day when we have a female president. Who else would like a female president? I so want a female president. You know, I just think it's time. It's time for that energy to take over the United States. It's not happening this year, by the way, because we don't have a female running. But I love this idea. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. Sitting here today, are you who you really are? Who you really are? Now, I know some of you actually are. I like to think that I am who I really am. And as I say that to myself, I think, but there are things I want different, I want to change. And that's okay. I am someone who wants to change some things. That's who I really am. That's really who I am. I'm done creating a James Mellon that I need to aspire to. That is freaking exhausting. Anybody? Yeah. Right? It's exhausting. Putting that paradigm out there and saying, I'm still short of it. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not perfect. Well, I am perfect within my imperfections. That's the spiritual truth. That is what he's talking about here, to become who you really are, to share your dreams, to live your passions, not to just think about them, dream about them, but to actually do them, live them out loud. Deepak Chopra says, when you hold some part of yourself in reserve, you deny its exposure to life. You repress its energy and keep it from understanding what it needs to know. And I just want you to look at that slide. Isn't that a good one, Lori?
Yeah.
Right? Lori's my... No, that's my slide. I'm just telling her that I found a good slide. Yes. Don't you sometimes feel like you're weighted down? Something is weighing you down? One of the questions that we worked on this weekend was, what's getting in the way of you doing what you want to do? Where are we putting our focus? Where are we putting our energy? What anchors are we dropping and then trying to fly because we're only safe enough to fly this far? So I love that when you hold some part of yourself in reserve. What part of you are you still holding back? I look at these three women here who are so amazingly talented. You know, Carol is the, what's that called? The bend and snap girl from Legally Blonde. Mindy was the backup singer for, why can't I think of who that was? Oh, you all know, what is it? Fleetwood Mac, thank you. Bette Midler. No, that was Carol. Carol was one of Bette Midler's backup singers. And Emily is just starting out with this amazing talent. And I look at them and I think to myself, that's what I think to myself. I think to myself, what are you still holding back? Is there anything that you're holding back because, and you have good reasons to, right? This is the time to scream. In fact, let's all try it. Ready? And. Yeah. Now she doesn't feel so bad. But it's true. What are you holding back? That was what you were holding back. I could hear it, right? What are you holding back? What are you? First of all, I don't need a reserve because you are part of an infinite system that constantly replenishes you. When people ask me, aren't you exhausted? You did all this work. I'm like, you know, I am the quantum field. So at any moment, I can just take a deep breath and let it fill me back up again. That's how it works. And that's how it works for all of us. So whatever you think you're holding back for a rainy day, or whatever you think you're holding back for then, there is no then, by the way. Then will always be now when you get there. Right? Did you make sense out of that? It will always be now. So if you're always thinking about then, every time you get to then, your then is out here. It's never now. Then will never be now. It will always be then. So it's time for you to let go. Time, right, Kevin? For you to let go of that reserve. To I'm afraid to say to you to let go of your reserves, but but you should. My last quote. Integrity simply means not violating one's own identity. By Eric Fromm. So we have a lot of talk about standing in integrity. I am in integrity with who I am. But you're not if you don't know who you are. If you don't remember who you are. And when we say remember who you are, we're not talking about that perfect Christ consciousness figure that we all talk about, that perfection, that innate perfection that is there. We're talking about all of it, which represents that innate perfection. Sure, you can rise to a higher level of consciousness, but that consciousness is you living today, living, thinking, breathing, making decisions, choices. But there is a part of you that encompasses all of it, that is this identity, your identity, your highest identity. So I invite you, as you move through this week, as you pay attention to yourself, as you live your life out loud, as you notice what's going on in your world, every time you are encouraged to think less of yourself, every time you move into degrading yourself or wishing you were someone else or something else, or every time you think you're missing the mark, I invite you to say, no, I know who I am. This is just a choice, and here's what I choose. And then choose to love yourself, to know yourself as who you truly are. And don't worry about all of the other stuff. Who you are is unchangeable. You are never out of integrity when you are always fully present with who you are, where you are, why you are. And so I say thank you to everybody who went on that retreat, to all of you today, everybody online listening to us. We are a part of energy moving energy for a specific purpose. And the purpose is to know more and more and more and more of who we are, to have our identity so clear that no matter what happens, I knew who I am. I know who I am. I can say the stupidest thing in the world. I can be completely wrong. Doesn't happen often, but I can be, right, Tiffany? I can be completely wrong and have to apologize in the middle of a class. Right?
Sort of,
yeah. I sort of apologize because I was half right. But all of that doesn't diminish all of this. And that's what we're here to know today. You are greatness on demand. Yes. So it's time to live in the integrity of that and be it. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.